In the summer when it's too hot to make it down to the beach or the Similkameen River isn't safe to swim in, the splash pad at Memorial Park in Caramillas is supposed to be a good place for kids to cool off. Having a safe place for kids to cool off that isn't the pool is the point of the splash pad, says local parent Tara Makepeace, and she hopes that community support will make it an actual option. I have two young kids, and we were there one day and I think it was in the high 30s, said Makepeace. It was super hot and there were a bunch of kids with their bathing suits on and their sunscreen and their hats. They were all ready to go and the button wasn't working and there was no water coming out. It was just sad to see. The splash pad has been largely unchanged for more than a decade in Caramillas, and too often sand from the play area gums up the drains and the spigots the water comes out of. After asking around and talking with other parents, Makepeace found that many of them had similar experiences at the splash pad. In the summer, it's supposed to be there for parents to access easily and cool their kids down, said Makepeace. There's more and more young families in the area now moving here and I feel like I'm seeing so many more little kids and there isn't that accessibility when it gets so hot here. Makepeace has started a petition, and has gone beyond many delegations by reaching out and contacting other municipalities such as Osoyoos and Penticton to find out how much their splash parks have cost and what went into them. Penticton just redid theirs and it's amazing, and obviously way larger scale than what we would probably have here, but I wanted to reach out see what they did, how they got funding, what the costs were, who they went through, to cover as much ground as I can, said Makepeace. The initial response has also been promising, with over 260 signatures on the petition. Makepeace said she recognizes the main thing will be the cost. Since starting the petition, she was contacted by the Similkameen Country Development Association, who offered to keep an eye out for any grant opportunities and help apply for them. Makepeace will be presenting her pitch and the petition to Village Council at their August 18th meeting, and she has asked for people who want to help the project to attend and show support, as well as to share and sign the petition. People interested in signing the petition can go to https://www.change.org/p/improve-the-caramillas-splash-park-and-invest-in-family-friendly-public-spaces. It doesn't need to be what Penticton has for size, it doesn't need to be huge, but there needs to be that space for the kids, said Makepeace. Functional would be great, something that works would be the ideal.